brother.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
We greet you tonight in the name of the Lord. And I tell you, if you want to get my attention, just tell me about Jesus.
Yeah.
There's none other name, Darrell, that I want to hear. It ain't nothing that I can do. It ain't about no man, no assembly. It's about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Brother Eddie, I thought when Woodrow ordained me down there, he got the old scripture book out and he began to read out of the scriptures where Paul told Timothy. He said, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Brother Kevin, he said, preach the word. He said, be instant in season and out of season. He said, reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not heed sound doctrine, but after their own lust. Shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they'll turn away their ears from the truth. And they'll be turned unto fables. Brother, I'm telling you right now, the scripture said that if an angel would come down from heaven preaching any other gospel than that which we've received, let him be accursed. It must have been important because the Apostle Paul and Brother Darrell, he said, though an angel come down from heaven, not preaching any other gospel than that which we've received, brother, let him be accursed. And I'll tell you what, brother, it still takes the preaching of the cross tonight. To save men and women. I'll tell you what, some people, they get offended at the word of God. That's, but listen to me tonight, and the word of God, it don't run nobody off. That the people sometimes they think that church Christians get mad at the word of God and they leave and don't come back. But listen to me, brother, the word of God today, Darrell, it'll draw men and women. Let me tell you something today. God's word is still quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joint and tomorrow, and it is a discerner tonight of the thought and the intent of the heart. And now there's no creature that is not manifest in His sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Brother, listen to me tonight. We're not left alone once we get saved, Brother Kenny. Jesus just don't wind us up and send us out as a sheep among the wolves. And Brother Cameron, he said He'd never leave us. He said He'd never forsake us. He'd go with us all the way, even unto the end of the world. I preach to you tonight a keeping prayer to Jesus. And brother, listen to me. There's never been a weapon or an enemy, Brother Carlos, that can prosper or that can prevail against God's people. I thought about the song that they sung there. A lot of times, brother, we get surrounded down here with the enemy, Brother Eddie. But like Elijah when he was down there at Dothan, and his little servant was down there with him, the Bible said the old king of Assyria there began to send the great army out covering this man of God. He wanted brought to him, Eddie, and the Bible said as he got out there, the army surrounded where he was, and the little servant of Elijah come out there, and he looked up and he saw that they were surrounded by the enemy. Oh, and he run in there, Eddie. But no doubt fear had filled his heart. He said, Master, what are we going to do? But we're surrounded. Hey, brother, listen, Elijah began to say, God, will you just open his eyes and let him see that they that be with us are more than they that be with him. And then the Bible said, God, give this old boy the spiritual set of eyes. And you know what he's seen around him? Horses and chariots afar. And the army of God, listen to me. God, Jesus said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. Listen to me, God's Son today, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask.
Amen.
Listen tonight, you may be here in this
this assembly, lost and undone. Well, you may be here today, and you've not been doing what God wants you to, but God don't love you any less today. And God loves you. A preacher, how much and does he love me? And greater love has no man than this. All that a man lay down his life for his friend. And you know how you can be the friend of Jesus? He said, and you are my friend if you'll do whatsoever I've commanded you. Listen to me. Don't you think sometimes when we get out there on the battlefield, Brother Mitchell, sometimes the enemy is scary to us, Brother Teddy. But sometimes we don't know what we're going to do. Oh, but listen to me. If we'll just flee to that rock, oh, that's higher than I. Hey, listen to me, church. I think about David one time when Jesse began to send him to his brethren. Now he wanted to go and see how the boys were doing. And they were down there, Eddie, out in the valley of Elah, fighting the Philistine. Way in the Bible said that old David went down there, a little ruddy lad of a boy, and maybe people didn't think much of him. Darrell, he may not have been much to look at as far as a soldier went, but listen to me, he was a warrior in the army of God. And the Bible said, and Jesse sent him down there, with some presents. I wanted to go down and check. And when he went there to his brothers, there was a man down there, a great Philistine of a man. He was a big feller. Hey, girl, the Bible said now, if I'm right, I ain't no Bible scholar. I barely graduated. High school got lucky. Hey, the Bible said now, he was about 9 and a half feet tall. And Darrell, he had a coat of mail. He had the best armor, Brother Kenny, that the Philistine army had. He had a spear. Jeff, he had a sword. And you know what else he had? He had an armor bearer. And the Bible said these men, the children of Israel, they were up there, cowering in their holes, and in their rocks. And now every day this man would come out. And the Bible said, John, he'd come out. He disdained God's people. And Mitchell, he'd let them know, hey, send me a man down here and to fight with me. And if you prevail, I will serve you. And if not, you serve us. Yeah. And the Bible said, as they went down there, there was David looking on. And he began to say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And there, I'm telling you, brother, today that the devil, John 10 and 10, called him a thief. And the thief cometh. But for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hey, Peter, I said, your adversary, the devil, he's as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking them that he may devour. Listen to me. The giant come out. And David said, hey, I'll go down there and I'll fight this giant. And David's brethren were there. And they began to rail upon him. And the Bible said, they began to say, David, I know why you're here. And David looked at him. He said, is there not? Hey, I'm telling you right now, Eddie, there's a cause today. Jude said, that we need to earnestly contend for the faith that's been delivered unto us, Eddie. It's time and high time that we stand up and let the world know whose side we're on. It's time and high time that we wake up. The scripture said, wake up, old sleeper. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. I see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And David said, I'll go and fight this giant of a man. And they began to bring him to Saul there. And now you listen. And David was just a little ruddy lad when Samuel went down to Jesse's house. And he told him, he said, you fell a horn up with oil. He said, I rejected Saul because he didn't do what I told him to. But I provided me a king, the son of Jesse. And the Bible said, when Samuel got down there, he began to parade his son by. The oldest one, the biggest one, Eliab, Shammah, and Daryl, they maybe strutted across. Hey, I'm your man. But God said, that ain't him. Hey, Eddie, I paraded them all seven across there. God said, that ain't none of these him. And Samuel thought, surely I messed up. He said, hey, Jesse, do you got any more kids? He said, I've got one more little boy. You know what he was, brother? He was a little shepherd boy. He was down there with the sheep. Well, he guarded them with his life. How can you prove it? I'll tell you in a minute. Hey, Jesse said, send for him. Bring him here. We ain't going to send him until he comes. And Eddie, when David got there, just a little ruddy lad, the God spoke to him, said, that's my man. And old Jesse, old Samuel poured that horn of oil out on him. And David's heart changed in a moment there, brother. Back to the Philistine battle down at the Valley of Elah. And the Bible said they brought David over to King Saul. And they said, yay, he's wanting to go down and fight the giant. Boys, have you ever had somebody chopping at the bit to do something? That's a lot of time. We want to say, you can't do this. You can't do that. Listen to me. If you're able to do the job, do it. Be willing. Be ready. Be prayed up. Be ready to march down into the valley. The Bible said, Saul said, David, you're just a lad. This man is a man of war from his youth. He said, David, you're going to need some armor if you're going to fight this giant. And Darrell, I believe us King Saul, Kenny, had the very best armor that Israel had. And the Bible said, Mitchell, David, I ain't even proved this stuff. I can't use it. But I'll tell you what David had done. He had proved the God of Abraham. Hey, preacher, why is he willing to give his life for the sheep? He said, yeah, listen to what I done. He said, I was watching the sheep one time. Here come a lion. Here come a bear. They come in. They're hungry. But I took my hand and grabbed them by the beard. I rose up and I slew them. You see, brother? You know why he stood there? Because he was a good shepherd. You know what the good shepherd would do? He'd give his life for the sheep. Oh, wonder Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I know my sheep, and they do follow me. He said, and the voice of a stranger, they won't listen to. Brother, listen to me. You can do anything you want to. You can bring anything out you want to. But except it point to Jesus and the cross of Calvary, it don't matter who does it, who brings. difference today between the Jew and the Greek. Karen, it don't matter to me tonight about denomination. I'm a Christian, and they were called Christians first down at Antioch. Yeah, I just happened to be a member of a United Baptist Church. But you know where I got saved at? Listen to me. Down at Crown, West Virginia, Riverbend Free Will Baptist Church, the Free Will Baptist name had nothing to do with it. You know what saved me? I was saved by grace through faith. Not of myself. It was a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. In this present world, of our great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, and that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. Now listen, you that's heard me before, if you come back, I'm scheduled again the day after tomorrow. Yeah. You ain't going to hear nothing different.
Yeah.
This is my message. I don't know nothing else. I don't want nothing else. Preach Jesus Christ and him crucified and let the world go by. Give me Jesus and I'll be all right.
Yeah,
the Bible said David tried the armor of Saul. He said, I can't use this. He said, I can't use it. I'm not proved it, Teddy. It ain't done him no good in life.
No.
But you know what he said? I'm going to go. You know what he took? He took the tools God gave you. You got your tools God has given you. Use them today. David had a shepherd's staff. He had a bag. And he had a sling. Them three items is what David had. Goliath over here, 9'6" of him. Listen, now you can see I'm a begging. Goliath made me look like a demon. He was like a demon. The Bible says he went down there to the brook, took that shepherd's staff, chose him out five smooth stones. Darrell, I don't know why he took five. Some of you brothers that are better educated than I am may know. If you do, tell me one of these days. But I know he put them in his bag. And he went down into the valley of Elah. And you know what? No doubt. John, when he started down the hill, Goliath was thinking, hey, this will be easy. We'll have this boy here shortly. Surely. This little Israelite boy don't have a chance against me.
Wrong.
The Bible said he went down there. You know what the first thing the devil does down there? Old Goliath, the devil. Remember what Peter said? Your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion. He's like a lion, Mitchell.
Big and loud.
You get up on YouTube, you can pull up some recordings of lions. Boy, they'll roar. Oh, and they sound fierce. Here's what the enemy does. Goliath said, David, I don't know if he called him by name, but he said, but this day I'm going to feed your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. He said, here you come to me. Am I a dog, David, that you come down here to fight me like this? David said, oh, Goliath, he said, you come to me with a sword and a spear. You come to me with all your armor. You come to me, feeling the boy. He didn't say all this. I don't know that word. That paraphrase now. Hey, he came to me.
Bless
God, Goliath said, here you're coming to me with a stick and a sling and some rocks in your hand. And David said, giant, you come to me with all your armor. He said, but you know what I'm coming to you in? The name of the Lord of hosts. And you know what he done? I'm the man of God. He went in that little shepherd's bag. I chose out him a smooth stone. And he put her in that little sling. And he began to swing her around Kenny. And no doubt in his mind, hey, but that one rock that he had, Brother Dark, I was going to hit And David ran up on him, pulled his sword out of his sheath, and he stood up on this giant of a man, turned back and cut his head off. And he took that and gave it to the king. But you know what David did with Goliath's armor? He kept her, brother. He set her back in the corner of his tent, girl. And every time he looked at that, he remembered.
Yes, sir.
The victory.
Amen.
Amen. You know what happened when the giant died? The Bible says the Philistines left there. They fled from the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Listen to me, church. We are a royal priesthood.
Yeah.
A holy nation.
Yeah.
A chosen generation. A peculiar people. Well, it's time and high time that we stand up and let the world know that we're on God's side. Hey, the Bible said, how do you know that you passed from death into life?
Because
you love the brother.
Amen.
Jonathan, I can tell you that I love you until my lips fall off.
Do something for
us. But you know what?
Yeah.
You the Bible says, Brother Teddy Hall, that we don't love in word.
That's right.
That's we love indeed.
Do something.
Truth.
Yeah.
One time Jesus told some people, he said, you tell me that you love me, but your heart is far from me.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
That's your preacher.
Blessing, Lord.
Brother, we ought to be up and about the Father's business. In our lives, brother, we ought to be bearing some fruit for God.
Amen.
Brother, what is, what's the fruit that I need to be bearing?
Yes.
Love.
Yes, sir.
Joy.
Peace.
Peace. Long-suffering. Gentleness.
Yeah.
Goodness. Faith. Meekness. Temperance. The Bible said, against such there is no law.
Yeah.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust thereof. If we live in the Spirit, brother, let us walk in the Spirit tonight. You see, today we got one shot at making heaven our home. We do, brother. I know people like to say, well, Curry called about the whole church. He said, there's grace abusers.
Yeah, they all.
Oh, yeah, there's grace abusers out there.
Yeah.
John said that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But the Scripture said, how can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? God forbid. Brother, don't you know tonight that to whom you yield yourselves serves to obey? His servants you are, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Tonight, friend, you when you worship God and you serve God, bear the fruit of the Spirit. Be willing to go all the way for God. The Scripture said, submit yourself to God.
Yeah.
Brother, when we don't submit our lives to God, He can't use us any.
Yeah.
When you people want to know how to get closer to God, submit your life to Him. Give Him yourself. You belong to Him. He purchased you with His blood.
Yeah.
Submit your life to God.
Amen.
Resist the devil,
He'll flee from
you. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you.
That's right.
The Scripture said, cleanse your hands. I told you. If you hear me again tomorrow, you may hear the same thing. I don't know, Darrell, nothing else. I've read the book. I have nothing else. If you want something else, you'll have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing but Jesus. I don't think it's so different here than I do down at the Union Church. If you come down there and I get a call on to preach, you will hear the same thing there. See, brother, preach Jesus because there's none other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. It's all about Him today. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. It's about Jesus.
Yeah.
One time there were some people that run around. They say, I'm a Paul. I'm of Apollos.
Yeah. I'm a Jew.
I'm a Cephas. Yeah. I'm a Christ. Paul said, hey, who is Paul?
Yeah.
Who is Apollos? He said, was Paul crucified for you?
Yeah.
He said, were you baptized in the name of Paul? He said, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. He said, I also baptized my household of Stephanus.
Yeah.
Besides that, I don't know whether I baptized any other.
Yeah.
This ain't about Paul.
Yeah.
He's just a little man of God. Chosen vessel to bear the name of Jesus to the Gentiles.
Yeah,
brother, I know people today. They like to get lifted up. They want you to brag on them, Brother Kevin. They want you to know what they've done. I want to let you know what Jesus done. I don't care if you remember my name at all. Prefer you didn't when I leave here. I'll tell you what I want you to remember. Jesus. The man who loved you enough that he died for your sins and for my sins. He who knew no sin. He became sin that you and me might be called the righteousness of God. Listen, when Peter went down to Cornelius' house, the Bible said, me and Brother Teddy talked about this the other day. I called him. I love him. We talk often. Sometimes we can't get off the phone for over an hour. I love him. That's why I love my brother. I can talk to him. I can discuss the word of God. Here was old Cornelius, the centurion of a man called the Italian man. Eddie, this man was seeking God with everything in him. Darrell, he gave alms to the people. You know what he was doing down there? He was praying one day. And the Bible said that an angel of the Lord appeared to him. He said, Cornelius, your prayers heard. Your alms have come before God for a memorial. He said, send down to Joppa. Call Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's brought down by the seaside with old Simon the Tanner. When he comes up here, he'll tell you words whereby you can be saved. Cornelius didn't doubt a bit, Brother Charles. Got him a couple of soldiers, a couple of servants. With the soldiers, sent them down that way. Here was Peter down at Cornelius' house. Been out there. Working all day, got hungry, Brother Teddy. Went up on the housetop. Me, so I believe he may have been up there meditating, praying. Oh, and the Bible said, why did the prayer fell into a great trance? And the scripture says the heaven was open, and a great sheet let down from heaven into the four corners. And upon this sheet, the Bible said, was all manner of four-footed beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And Peter heard a voice said, rise up, Peter, kill and eat. He said, not so, Lord. I have never eaten anything that's common or unclean. The Bible said this was done three times. God told him, said, Peter, what I've done. Don't you call that common.
Amen.
When God saved a man, it ain't up to me.
Amen.
I can't call you in. I can't call you. I ain't no umpire.
Yeah.
All I can do is preach you the word as I know it and move on.
Yeah.
The Bible said Cornelius' men come down from Simon the Tanner's house. He got down there. God said, Peter, some men will wait on you at the gate. Peter come down and is waiting on him, Ken. He went down there and said, why have you sent for me? What are you doing here? They said, we need you to go with us. Cornelius is praying. God told him, send for you. You need to come. You know what he done? God told him, said, go down and up. You know what he done there? Got up the next morning, kept him all night, went, doubting nothing.
Yeah.
Eddie, when he got in there, the Bible said, Cornelius went over there. Cornelius hadn't been idle either, brother. No, don't think he just went sitting in the corner waiting on Peter to get there. He'd been out busy inviting some people. There's a preacher coming. Listen to me, church. I want you to know something right now. It ain't in the preacher.
No.
It ain't about the Freedom United Baptist Church. This is about Jesus. I don't care where you go to church at. If they preach you Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the Word of God, in the demonstration and the power of the Holy Ghost, and God has saved you and added you to the church, you're my brother and sister.
Amen.
Jesus. The Bible said when Peter come in there, Cornelius had all of his family there, Brother Eddie. But you know what Cornelius done? Run over to this man, fell down at his feet. You know what that man done? He said, get up on your feet. He said, but I'm just lying.
Amen.
He said, why have you sent for me? He said, Peter, I was praying. God told me to send for you. And it's good that you're here. We're all here now. Gathered together, waiting to hear some words from you. You know what Peter said? He said, I perceive that God is not respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted him. And while he was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on him. And they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are saved today by grace through faith. That not be soon is the gift of God, not worth least any man should boast. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Stand, singers come.